Sounds like there's jolly good at Piggly Wiggly and Boscobel. We just had a tip on that, so get on that, Henry. Get your siren going there, Michael. Head on down there and get us some cream soda, please. WRCO-FM in Richland Center, where the update at 9 is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, enhancing the relationships with those you love, and the Phoenix Center Family Fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. It is 65 degrees. The time is 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The judge in former President Donald Trump's hush money case has for a third time rejected the Trump team's request that he step aside. Trump's lawyers are arguing that Judge Juan Merchan's daughter worked as a political consultant for prominent Democrats and that constitutes a conflict of interest. Merchan says Trump's sentencing will take place next month as scheduled. Inflation now at its lowest year-over-year level in more than 3 years. The latest indication the Fed could be ready to lower interest rates next month. Russia's invasion of Ukraine continues, and Ukraine's invasion of Russia as well.
Ukraine's shock counter-invasion, catching the Kremlin and Putin's army totally off guard. Now they're trying to rush men, munitions into place to try and drive the Ukrainians out. There is some sign of Ukrainian forces starting to dig in, while others are trying to advance with fierce firefights reported. A senior Russian military official is now vowing to launch an all-out offensive to drive the Ukrainians out.
That's ABC's Ian Pannell. This is ABC News. Police in California investigating a robbery where crooks stole a $1 million watch in Beverly Hills, finding a new crime connection, a gun with a notorious past. ABC's Alex Stone explains.
Federal prosecutors say two South American nationals have been caught for the robbery as part of the nationwide trend of what's called crime tourism of South American gangs using easy-to-get travel visas to commit robberies and burglaries in the U.S. But in a twist, when police searched the Airbnb the men were staying at, they found a gun that was registered to famed killer LAPD officer Christopher Dorner, who went on a murder spree in 2013 before dying in a fiery standoff. How they got his former gun isn't clear. Alex Stone, ABC News.
That old line about getting to bed early to be healthy, wealthy, and wise might not actually work for the wise part. A new study suggests night owls may actually have better cognitive functions than people who hit the sack early. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Good morning, this is Pamela at Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Peridot is the birthstone for August, a yellow-green gemstone, and it symbolizes good fortune, prosperity, emotional healing, and playfulness. Stop by Pamela's and take a look at Peridot Jewelry in both gold and silver and save 20% through the month of August at Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
Work hard. Making the right choice for lunch isn't hard. The Phoenix Center opens at 10 o'clock Monday through Saturday and Sunday at 4 p.m. with all your lunchtime favorites. Burgers, salads, terrific appetizers, specialty sandwiches, wraps, and more. Easy in, easy out. The Phoenix Center is the perfect way to break up the day. Can't get away for lunch? Let the team at the Phoenix Center serve you a great meal tonight, including the world-famous Phoenix Center pizza. Or call ahead, 649-7469, for carryouts from the Phoenix Center in Richland Center.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 83, tonight 65. Some showers and thunderstorms could develop by late evening. For Thursday, 78 with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Right now in Richland Center, we're up to 67 degrees. Our update on the morning show is coming up next. Why should you join Simon's Recreation Complex? It's not about their modern equipment or great exercise classes or even the comfy swimming pool. It's about how you can get the best out of your 50-plus body now and for the rest of your life. If you think taking part in the programs offered at Simon's Recreation Complex would be just for young people, it's time to rethink that notion. As we get older, it's more important than ever to keep moving. For people who are not active, even a small amount of exercise can have healthy benefits. And if you're already healthy, staying active helps you build extra muscle, reserve, and flexibility to recover more quickly if you do get sick. Exercise is not only for your body, it can also be beneficial for your brain. Exercise has been shown to decrease depression and anxiety as well as improve and preserve awareness. Stop by Simon's Recreation Complex at 1250 Simon's Circle in Richland Center or call them at 647-8522. You can also visit simonsrec.com to see how they can help you retain your quality of life. Are you ready to give your business a kickstart? Reach new heights and boost your sales with WRCO Radio. Give Henry a call today at 608-647-2111.
WRCO, this is Henry. How can I give you the business?
That's 608-647-2111. Let WRCO drive your business to success.
With great savings comes great service. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Like most people, you're looking for great rates on your car insurance, and we're here to help. Chances are you may be eligible for one or more of our auto insurance discounts, which unlock savings for you. Discounts like our Drive Safe and Save discount, multiple line discount, the Good Student discount, and our infamous Steer Clear discount. This could bring you up to 50% in discounts. Give us a call or stop by. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It is morning show time, community conversation here on The Morning Show from WRCO and WRCE. Joining us live via the phone today, talking about the upcoming 61st annual Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show, is Pete Holzman. Pete, are you excited about this year's show?
Yeah, I'm always excited about the show. It just seems that it gets more fun every year, but the other problem is that every year it gets here, I'm a year older, so I'm not convinced at all that good.
Oh, you're a long-time volunteer for this. Why do you feel this is important? Do you remember why you first got involved?
Well, it's a good club that we all get along and work together to put on a show, and everybody seems to have a spot that they're comfortable in, and so you just get yourself a place and just move along with everybody else. It's a real cooperative effort. There's nobody gets a salary for anything. It's all volunteer.
I know last year you had a successful show. I believe it was Alice Chalmers, the featured tractor last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, we had a very successful show last year, and a family from Richland Center area, Durst family, was heavily involved with the Alice Chalmers stuff. They brought a lot of tractors and gave us a lot of support in the area of Alice Chalmers.
Yeah, I'm not surprised there, that's for sure. We switch over to J.I. Case Machinery this year, and I'm guessing they have quite a following too, right?
Yeah, J.I. Case was originally manufactured in Racine, Wisconsin, and they still have a presence down there, and they are, well, in the days, 40s and 50s, transportation wasn't as what it is today, so tractors that were made in Racine oftentimes got sold in Wisconsin because it was just that much easier to transport and get parts and everything else.
So they will be featured, and their club comes in this year. Do they get special places where those tractors and those implements are going to be shown then, Pete?
Oh, yeah. We have the feature building, which will feature anything Case, a lot of different stuff there. The Heritage, Case Heritage Foundation, they call themselves. Now, they've never been at our show before. We've had Case, but never this particular group, and supposedly, I don't know, but you hear that they have a whole lot of historical stuff that relates to the early days of Case when they were heavily in steam tractors, and a lot of their early stuff is supposedly going to be at the show, so we'll find out what they bring. Whatever it is, I'm sure we'll put it on display and enjoy it.
It's the 61st show, as we said at the outset, Pete. And I'm guessing if you go back all those years, now we're looking at a lot of tractors that'll be at the show that weren't even made when this show started in Baraboo.
you're right there. We got a lot of 50s and 60s tractors, which don't seem that long ago, but actually, if they're built in 1950, they're 70 years old. Is that right?
Yeah. Amazing.
Funny how that happens.
Oh, I know it. And it, what I find sometimes is I'll see a tractor that I think, well, that's fairly modern, and I find out it's like 60 years old. You know, how can that be?
Yeah, right. But if you look at the tractors that were made in the teens and the 20s, one of the tractors that we're going to have there is a 40, let me get this right, 45, I think it's a 4570, very rare case tractor, was built in the teens. And they made less than 50 of them, but they're just a huge, huge, clumsy gasoline tractor that it's just the comparison to that, to even to one that was built in the 40s, is just astounding, the difference in them and how quickly the agriculture evolved into more manageable and more useful tractors.
Yeah, it's amazing to look at some big machine like that, and all of a sudden you realize, well, that's only like 20-some horse. You'd figure it was a bigger tractor than that, right?
Yeah. They were bigger horses, though. They had Clydesdales back then.
Yeah, that's very true. Well, let's talk a little bit about the steam engines then. Is there still a pretty lively group that brings those and supports those?
Oh, yeah. They are very, very active. And this year, the club is trying to get one model of every horsepower rating of the steam tractors, the steam engines that were made. So they're starting with the very smallest case steam tractor, right on up to the 110 horse. So they're going to have a lot of steam tractors there. And a lot of those were built, you know, in the teens. So when they're out there moving around and doing stuff, you're looking at a piece of history that's well over 100 years old getting around.
I know we kind of sound like old fellers, but, you know, it's hard to imagine anything being made today that's going to be still around running in 100 years, Pete. Right?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, just I hope I'm around to see it.
Oh yeah, me too.
lots of
miniatures too, right? You have all kinds of different displays there.
Oh yeah, many, many. Lots and lots of exhibitors. We have 1,000 exhibitor plaques that we give a person that has a exhibit at the show, and they register, they get a plaque. And it's just a little 3x4 piece of brass with a name and date on it. But with 1,000 of them ready to give out to exhibitors, we might have a few left at the end. But we give out close to 1,000 to exhibitors each year. So that's a lot of exhibitors.
It surely is. And then blacksmithing, you featured that in the past. Are you going again this year?
Oh, yeah, there's a blacksmith shop, permanent building there with blacksmiths making various items as during the show. They have their forges working and the hammers and the anvils, and they are always willing to talk. You stop and ask them, how do you weld a piece of iron just by putting two pieces in the forge and getting them at a certain temperature and pound them together? And they weld. It's quite a talent that blacksmiths have.
Yeah, definitely a lost art. Why do you think it's important for this generation, the new generation, to see these kind of things in action?
Well, it's not taught in any school that I know of. And it as a demonstration, it's a whole lot different than reading it in a book. If the guy is standing there and he's got this piece of iron and a hammer and he's going to make it into a step for a buggy or whatever, and you see how it's done and how much patience it takes and how much skill, it is impressive, and hopefully people realize how it was done and why it was done. So, yeah, it's just good for people, even anybody, to stop and take a look and see how things were done.
Will you have vintage cars and trucks this year, Pete?
Yeah, we're going to have vintage. Well, right now we have two very vintage case cars, and I guess they're expecting a couple more. Not many people realize that Case built a car and they built a truck and tried to sell them with their dealers, but we have two of them in the display building now, and the others will be out on the line with whatever shows up. We never know what cars are going to be there and what trucks and who's going to participate. That's always a guessing game, I guess. But yeah, we have quite a few cars and trucks.
I had no idea that Case made cars and trucks. Any idea of the vintage, how old they are?
I looked at the two that are there, and one of them is from 1914, and the other one is from 1916, I believe. So, yeah.
No wonder I've never heard of them. They are very rare, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. But these two actually come from Wisconsin, so I guess I don't know. I didn't know there were that many. I guess there's more Case cars around than what I know of, but I just don't travel in that circles where they travel, that's for sure.
Tell me about your flea market, because that's another big drawing card, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, the flea market, that's, 300 vendors, something like that. Covers a lot of area, and it is varied. It's not just machinery, cast iron items. It's not just any particular thing. And if you can't find it at the flea market, chances are it doesn't exist in Wisconsin. There's everything from toys to tools to lamps, antiques of all kinds, and just a whole lot of stuff, garden tractor stuff. I don't know. You've just got to walk through there and decide what you're going to look for and just keep walking, because you got a long ways to go.
And a lot of times it's the thrill of the find, isn't it?
I hope so.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people look at it that way.
Yeah, it's got to be here someplace. We just got to keep looking.
Right. And the food is outstanding. Can you tell us about the food and the vendors that will be there?
Yeah, we're going to have several food vendors and reasonable prices. The several church groups have food tents there, and some youth groups have food tents there. We try to get local people and to be the food providers, if you call them that, and we do look for them. I know there's one group, I think it's three churches are together, maybe four, and they have a large stand, and with three or four working together, it isn't so hard on one particular group. So, yeah, they do a lot of food and a lot of variation in the food. It's not just burgers and brats. There's lots of other stuff going on in the food department, too.
Maybe even some homemade pie. You never know, right?
Yeah, I know. The homemade pies and homemade desserts, they are definitely part of the show, and a good part of the show.
Do you have live music this year?
Yeah, there's going to be bands all 3 days in the food court area there. They're going to just vocal talent, but good talent and enjoyable. So I don't know the names of any of them that are coming this year, but I'm sure they'll be there.
Awesome. I know that's a big part of it, too, walking around and hearing the music. It's just a kind of a great festival atmosphere, isn't it?
Yeah, It's a family thing. You know, you can bring the kids. There's room for to walk around and not get in anybody's way. And your kids can look at stuff and wonder what in the world that is. And if the guy is standing there that has the display, he'll be more than happy to explain a whole lot about it. So it's just very educational in that way.
What is music to your ears when you're walking around there? Is there a particular engine or tractor or anything like that that really still gets you excited about it, Pete?
Well, yeah, I enjoy all of them, but the early gas tractors, and we do have quite a few of what they call the prairie tractors that are, they're just big, 20, 30 tons, and they have a one-cylinder, two-cylinder, a couple of them have four-cylinder engines in them, and they just motor along like they did when they were brand new. And it's just enjoyable to see them for me.
You'll be seeing some farming things as well. You're going to be having some threshing and things like that going on as well?
Yeah, threshing will be there with a steam engine running the threshing machine. Sawmill there again. There's two sawmills, one probably maybe even more than that when they get the people that come in. But we have two official club, I guess you call them, sawmills. One in a big building, that's the big hug mill. They usually have two steamers hooked to that sawing lumber. And then the other one is a band mill that was around the Baraboo area, I guess, most of its life. And at one time, it was water-powered on a creek or a stream in the hills in Baraboo. And that was later on, I'm told, that the Ringling Brothers Circus used it to saw lumber to make their wagons, and I don't know the story of how it got to our grounds, but it's got wooden, 7-foot wooden wheels that the band goes around, and it's a pretty impressive piece of machinery, almost antique tractor, a steam engine running the, powering the band, and it's pretty much manual labor. There's not a whole lot of hydraulics or anything involved in it. It's all, you move the log by hand, you set it up and you saw it, and then you move it again. So it's a very early American piece of machinery.
There are a lot of units that I see there that I wonder, how do they actually get them there logistically? I mean, it's some of those things are huge.
Yeah, we have the electric power plant from Lone Rock, and they changed over their electrical system, and we went down there and asked them if they would leave the, if we could get one of the engines, and I think they just graciously donated it to us if we got it out of their building without destroying everything. And that's up there, and that'll be running. That's a two-cylinder Fairbanks Morse generating engine. And that, I think, weighs in the neighborhood of 30 tons, so 30,000 pounds. I'll take that back, 15 tons. That was a major move in itself, and club members, a couple of our club members have heavy-duty equipment. They're road contractors, and they graciously donate their time and their machinery and patience to deal with us guys that aren't quite exact in how we move heavy equipment. So it's a club effort. Every piece of that machinery is.
How many are in your club?
I have been told we have 900 members.
Oh, wow.
But a lot of those members are from other states. And, you know, you see them at the shows, but that's about it. They want to be members. They want to be part of the group. So, but the volunteers, the actual volunteers that come and spend a lot of time at the showgrounds. There are probably 100, 150 members that come in and donate their time at the time of the show. So it's a cooperative effort.
It's a huge undertaking, that's for sure. And are you seeing some younger members of the club?
Oh, yeah. Everybody's younger than I am.
Well, I'm just wondering about the enthusiasts, though, that like this stuff. Are you seeing, like, younger people getting involved in showing things?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's definitely true. And it's interesting that I was talking to a couple of the members, and I explained to them, it seems like we've got a group of people that are freshly retired and looking for things to do, so they come and work at the show more than ever. Of course, now they've got the time. And the guy says to me, he says, younger and retired. No, that's okay. Yeah, but we do have a group of younger people, and they are very enthusiastic members. And as it does help a lot, our board now is comprised of a lot of, well, there's two or three people on there that are under 50, and that's a good age group because they've got a lot of enthusiasm and they're really willing to have a good idea or a new idea and willing to work with it and make the show better.
Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show admission price just $10. That's very reasonable, with children 12 and under free with an adult. Again, that's a lot of entertainment for not a lot of money, Pete.
Yeah, you get your money's worth the first hour. The rest of the day is free.
Yeah, there you go.
But one thing I can't forget to mention is that this year, veterans and retired vets, anybody with military service, is getting free admission on Sunday, the 18th. That's for any veterans, and hopefully we'll have a good group of people that come in, because there's no price, you know, just come on in and enjoy the show.
What about personal units if somebody has a motorized vehicle?
Good question. Yeah, we have, you can bring a golf cart, and I think it's $20 to bring it on the grounds and use it for the day. And it has to be no larger than 6 feet wide and 10 feet long. So we're trying to keep with the golf cart size stuff, but the big SUV or UTVs, as they call them, we're not going to allow those in because they're just too big and too clumsy, and there's too many pedestrians. But the smaller stuff, if it's less than 6 feet wide and less than 10 feet long, you can register and bring them in and enjoy the show with them.
Can you still register for a camping site?
Exhibitors, yeah. If you have an exhibit and you want to camp there, I don't know. I'm guessing, this is probably wrong, but I think it's $40 for the 5 days of camping in our primitive campground, which is a pretty good deal. It's no electricity, no water, but we do have showers and running water at the restroom area there, so it's not bad. It's a good deal for exhibitors to come and bring their exhibit and bring their camping gear and get a site. We have 300, I think it's 300 campsites there, so there's a room for a lot of people.
Yeah, it really sounds like it. Well, anything else you'd like to add today, Pete?
Oh, what would I like to add? Bring us good weather.
We're trying. It looks actually pretty good. The slight chance on Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday look pretty good.
Good. And bring a smile. We don't like grumpy people. we try to be happy and hope that you are too. And we really enjoy enjoy what we do, and we enjoy sharing it with a lot of people. So, yeah, come on out and look for a day of fun and spend the whole day. It's nothing. Once you get in, it's all free unless you want to buy food or something. But there's no charge to visit the blacksmith shop or no charge to visit the woodworking or the miniature farm. We have a miniature farm set up there for the kids and for other people that have to look and say, how do you put so much stuff together so nicely?
Right, right. Well, we can't help but smile when we see all the things going on there. Pete, always a pleasure to talk to you, and here's to a good show this weekend.
Thank you, and I hope that things go well, and maybe we'll see you there.
Yeah, we'll see if we can make it. Yeah,
okay.
We'll talk to you next August about it again, okay?
I hope I'm here.
Okay. All right. Peter Holzman joining us, talking about the Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show coming up in Baraboo this very weekend. It's the 61st show featuring J.I. Case Machinery. We'll have more on The Morning Show in just a moment.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family.
This summer's hottest lineup is not at a music festival, it's at Dunkin', because Dunkin' is serving up some iconic ice-cold drinks that'll turn your summer fun up to 10,000 degrees. Headlining this lineup is the Dunkin' Iced Coffee. The refreshing trio of Dunkin' Refreshers flavors are also featured, including new Kiwi Watermelon, and the new Sparked Energy Drink is debuting in a fizzy spectacle of vitamins, minerals, and caffeine. Dunkin' has the cold bevy lineup that'll keep America running all summer long. Drop by or order one ahead on the Dunkin' app. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'. The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service, and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
On our morning show from WRCO, we're going to switch gears now and go in the other direction. We're talking about Blue River's Autumn Fest, which will be happening not this weekend, but next weekend. And here in the morning show studios with me today is Justin Degenhardt, who is the fire chief for Blue River. And how are things going for you?
Good.
You're flying solo this morning.
I am. We've had some unforeseen circumstances with a couple other gentlemen, so I'm here by myself today.
They got called away.
Yeah, they did.
Duty calls. Well, you're looking forward to Autumn Fest, and looking at your calendar of events, Justin, I think this is going to be maybe bigger and better this year, isn't it?
It is. It's jam-packed, and we've added a couple things, and things have gotten switched around from day to day, and it should be fairly busy.
It's busy putting this all together, though, isn't it?
It is. It is very busy getting to put together. We actually started with our order stuff beginning of this week, end of last week. I was on the phone yesterday with a gentleman getting stuff coordinated to come together with the tractor pull. It starts not just the weekend. It's a couple weeks ahead of time.
So we've got a little time to prepare, and you've got some events going on beginning Friday night with the men's fast pitch. Are you all full up, or could you use some teams?
As far as I know, they were sitting at 9 teams looking for 10. The 10th team was on the fence, but the way it sounded to me, the last I've heard, they were going to be full at 10 teams. So that'll be good there. They've tried to do a couple other teams, get it like 11, 12, and then they end up starting on Thursday. And a few of our teams come out of Illinois and out into Iowa all the way, so they spend the weekend here. So it's a little hard to start on Thursday and get that with other teams not being able to be here. But this year, the village raised some money, and we completely redid the infield. So it's all level now. The bases will be all reset, so they'll be playing on a completely new field.
That'll be excellent. I think of Blue River and fast pitch softball. That goes back a long time, doesn't it?
It does. It's been there for years. I was talking to a gentleman Saturday while we were working on the field who umped and played in the 60s there. And it was on, he said, the fence wasn't here, but the field's the same. It's always been there, just like that.
Same location.
Yep.
Once in a while, you've taken a hit with some flooding. Did you have any problems this year or not?
We got a few ponds in the outfield, but nothing major. The field usually is the only thing that ends up really getting water in it. None of the buildings do. Since the firemen raised the one building that we serve our chicken out of, that hasn't had any water in it since.
That's good. Yeah. So let's talk about Friday night then. What are some other events going on, Justin?
So we have our euchre tournament starting at 7 o'clock, and that's always, well, it's been there probably the last 10 years, and it's gets bigger and bigger every year. The little shelter is usually pretty full of gentlemen playing euchre. That's, like I say, that starts at 7 o'clock in the shelter in the park. Then we have our water fights under the lights, which that's been a staple here for the last about 8 years. And we've been drawing anywhere from 10 to 15 teams. We usually have a couple gentlemen that come down from up around the Marshfield area I don't know why, but they come every year. And then Friday night, last year we had high mileage on Friday night in the park. This year we're not able to do that Friday night, so we thought, well, we'll have some more music. So we've got Roddy Dahl playing in the park shelter, probably right in front of where they're playing euchre.
Okay. So Roddy will be there Friday night starting at 7. Let me ask you about the water fights. Is that going to involve some other area departments then as well?
It does. It's a whoever shows up type deal. I mean, we've gone to some where it was two departments showed up. Everybody gets busy during the day, but usually on a Friday night, I won't be able to be there this year. I have my son playing football that night home against Ithaca, so
oh, yeah.
I kind of got to go to that game.
Priorities, I guess, there, yeah. For family comes first.
Yep.
Well, so what are the secrets to a good water fighter? Do you have any tips, though?
He's got to have good hand-eye coordination and be able to stay upright.
I was going
to
say.
Hold on to that hose and stay upright.
Not get washed away. Well, let's move to Saturday, and you've got a full day of events beginning right away in the morning, don't you?
So 9 o'clock Saturday morning starts our maker's market, vendor market. As of right now, there's 14 vendors that'll be there. That's for anybody to come in, want to buy something. They've got everything from food to clothing, whatever you can think of. It's usually get like the farmer's market type stuff is the same thing they're having there. Our Canoe the Blue event, depending on the weather tomorrow, the next couple of days, see how much water we get and how bad that is. Hopefully there's no more 4-foot trees in the river. So that'll go right at 9:30. We'll start registration for that. And then Friends of Blue River are sponsoring an open house in the old school on that's on Grant Street there by the community building. There are a couple speakers there. Mark Cupp will be at 10 a.m. and Ben Moffitt at 10:45. Our beanbag tournament will start around 12:30, which we moved that back years ago. It was a little earlier in the morning, so then people were done for a little later in the afternoon. But with the canoe events, some of the people that were doing the beanbags wanted to do the canoe thing, so they got moved the beanbags back, so the canoe thing's done, and then they can go do the beanbags, and it gives them more time to be in the park. And then this year, because of not having high mileage on Friday night, we're having them on Saturday night starting at 8, and because that's going to be going on at 8 o'clock, we moved our tractor pull up, so we're going to start weighing in at 1:30 now for the antiques and start pulling around 2 p.m., hoping to get the tractor pull done a little bit earlier so people can do the tractor pull and the band, and then they're both not going on completely the whole time together. And then our scavenger hunt's 5 o'clock at the gazebo in the park. And then, like I mentioned, high mileage is 8 p.m. there to midnight.
Very popular band. They drew well last year at Blue River, didn't they?
They did. They drew very well. Friday night, when it was a new thing for us, we really didn't know how to plan for that. We ended up Saturday running to about every place we could find to buy more product to sell. We ran out about 5, 6 o'clock Saturday night, 7 o'clock, and then it was nuts. The amount of people that showed up for Friday night really rivaled what we usually have for a Saturday night. And now having them both together the same night, I'm hoping we don't run out.
That's a good problem to have.
It is
though,
a good problem.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. So the tractor pull goes down early, and then high mileage won't have to turn up their amps quite as loud. You'll be able to hear them better, right?
Yeah. Correct. Correct.
And that might give some of your pullers the opportunity to pull during the day and then go somewhere else at night as well.
Correct. So. Yes, they will. Yep.
Yep. And then the beanbag tournament. I think Greg Kinney's organizing that, but that's a pretty popular event too.
It is. There, he usually has quite a crowd for that. I don't normally get over there because I'm usually doing the canoe thing or moving people or something else throughout the day, but yeah, there's usually quite a few teams for that.
Sunday kicks off with Cowboy Church. That's another popular event, isn't it?
It is, and we got Monty Berger again this year for the Cowboy Church. And that starts at 9 o'clock in the park shelter there. I think it usually goes till about 10, and then the line usually comes from there right to the chicken, which that starts at 11. Last year we had some mad people. Quarter after 12, we didn't have any. From 11 to quarter after 12, we sold 600 halves of chicken.
Oh, my goodness.
So this year we have 700 halves of chicken, so we might get to 12:30.
Okay.
I'm hoping.
You never know.
You don't know. People come in, and it's that line. Like I say, that line starts when church is done, and it went right till we were sold out, and there were still people standing there wondering what they were supposed to do for lunch. But
so come early, and then you won't be mad.
Correct. Right? Yep. Hopefully line's not too big. But
when do you start cooking the chicken? That has to be an early morning gig, isn't it?
The guys usually start somewhere between 4 and 5.
Yeah.
Usually get the pit warmed up. And
or just stay up all night.
And some of them do that too.
Do that too. And some pie and ice cream. That's all a part of a small town festival, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And that's actually sponsored by the fire department this year. The Methodist Church ladies were having trouble getting enough pies last year, so they decided that they'd just let it go, and the fire department's actually getting that put together.
Well, let's talk about your Autumn Fest parade next weekend, Justin. Sounds like you've got some really cool things planned.
We do. So our parade theme this year is honoring our past, forging our future. And by honoring our past, our parade marshal this year is Bernie Cooey. He was a 1942 graduate from Blue River. And if everybody does the math there, that puts Bernie at 100 years old. And it just so happens last year we were able to procure our original fire truck, which is 100 years old. And just this May, the fire department was able to purchase a brand new truck. So now we have trucks that are 100 years apart. So we're honoring our past with our old truck that's 100 years old, forging it with our new truck that's 100 years newer. And Bernie's going to be our parade marshal for that.
Is he driving the truck or not?
No. I believe he'll be riding with his son in his convertible, I believe.
Awesome. No, that is just really cool. How well does the old truck run, then?
It actually runs really well. It tends to get a little warmer if you're sitting still running, but it does pretty well. It's a treat to drive, but it does run pretty well.
Being the fire chief, that has to kind of, it's just a marvel to look back 100 years, and now you've got a brand new truck, and they're going to be back-to-back in the parade.
Yes, it is. It's quite a deal. And then to be able to get it back, we've known where it's at for 15 years. The gentleman's actually contacted us pretty regularly and kept us up to date on what it looked like and everything. And then one day he decided that he was going to downsize his collection and called and wanted to know if we wanted it back. So,
and where was that located then?
It was southern Texas.
Oh, my goodness. It made it a long way from Blue River, Wisconsin.
It did make it quite a ways. It spent a few years in Prairie du Chien, then ended up in St. Louis, Missouri, and Chicago, Illinois for a little while, and then ended up down there in Texas.
And somebody had to go get it then?
Yep. We had a member that happened to take vacation in Texas that year and said, well, I can just take my truck and trailer with me. So that's what they did.
That worked out well.
Yep.
Brought it back. And so do the hoses work on it and everything then? Or?
No. It's called a chemical engine.
Oh, yeah.
So it's basically baking soda and vinegar added into water. It's what creates your pressure, and it just pushes out the hose. The tanks they used acid at the time. They didn't use vinegar, so the tanks are kind of ate up, and it's not operable anymore.
Not operable, but runnable. But
it's runnable, and it's all still there. It's all still original.
It's a showpiece.
Yes, it is.
Continuing on Sunday, what are some other events going on Sunday afternoon, Justin?
So our parade starts at 2 o'clock, which has been the great staple there. The Sawdust Money Hunt, which is sponsored again this year by Compeer Financial and Community First Bank. There's quite a bit of change in that sawdust for the kids to dig out. And then the Kitty Tractor Pull, which is sponsored by the Riverdale FFA Club. They do that on the tennis court in the park. And then the firemen will put on our kids' water fights right after the sawdust dig. Once the kids are all done with that and they go down and do their Kitty Tractor Pull, they can come back up the hill and get wet and cool off for the afternoon. And then at 3 o'clock, the Other Brothers Band will start and play till 6.
What are the ages for the kids in the water fights?
All ages.
Okay.
We've had some adults in it before, but they had some little kids and the adults helped with it. And there'll be somebody standing there. They've got to be able to walk basically. And they can hold on. It's just a garden hose. So,
oh, I was going to say a little less pressure.
Oh yeah. A lot less pressure.
Oh, that sounds fun. Again, it's going on next weekend. We'll come back and wrap up our conversation in a moment with Justin Degenhardt talking about Blue River Autumn Fest, which is happening next weekend.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
A Kubota tractor will allow you to get all those many jobs done that have been sitting there too long. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Industry-leading Kubota tractors will push, pull, lift, cut, and till your property back into shape. Kubota has compact diesel tractors priced right from 18 to 62 horsepower. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. Kubota has various rebates and great long-term financing. See the full line of Kubota tractors at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
No need to travel for exceptional care. At Gunderson Boscobel, we collaborate with other providers and healthcare systems to deliver safe, effective treatment plans close to home. Whether you need specialized IV medications such as chemotherapy or antibiotic therapy, port or PICC maintenance, or blood product transfusions, we make it easier to get the personalized care you need. Gunderson Boscobel, bringing love plus medicine and outpatient nursing services to you.
Hey, neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
It's fun for the whole family at the Crawford County Fair, August 22nd through the 25th in Gays Mills, Wisconsin. Bring the kids for the great carnival and plenty of kid-friendly activities. Admission to the fair is just $5 Thursday and Sunday, $10 Friday and Saturday, with kids 8 and under free. There are plenty of things for the kids during the day, all free with gate admission. For a full listing of all the fun happening, check out CrawfordCountyWisconsinFair.com for more information. See you in Gays Mills, August 22nd through the 25th for the Crawford County Fair.
Justin Dagenhart from the Blue River Fire Department is our guest here today on WRCO Radio. Well, the Blue River Autumn Fest, it's a big part of your fire department. I'm guessing just about every member helps out in some way, don't they, Justin?
Yeah, they do. I tell them if you can't make it Friday, Saturday, Sunday for work or for whatever, it starts on Monday, and it goes past Sunday, so there's plenty of time for anybody to come and help. Just come and help. That's the biggest thing. You get just so they make it there at some point in time to help, and it takes all of us.
For setup or cleanup or whatever the case might be.
Yeah, for everything, you know.
Sure.
You don't just necessarily have to be there to serve or help run something. You just, setting up or taking down, it's quite an ordeal.
I know you were here last year talking about getting that new truck. Now you have it. What are some of the advantages and things that you can do now that you couldn't do before?
So this truck's got a 6-man cab, so we can haul one more person than we used to before. It actually holds 1,800 gallons of water. The other ones used to only hold 1,000. And the first fire call it was actually on, it made a big difference. I was actually running the pump, and I noticed it. That I was still had water left over when we had everything hooked to hydrant and everything was ready to go. It made a big difference just having that extra 800 gallons of water.
That's awesome. Anything else new as far as equipment with the department then?
Not right now. There's going to be I know everybody's been talking about it in the radio programs with the Richland County upgrading their radio system. Grant County's also upgrading the radio system. So in the next year and a half, we'll end up buying new radios. That'll more than likely what most of our proceeds from Auto Fest will go towards. The radio for the new truck was right around $4,000, and we've got 4 more trucks to put radios in. So it's quite a chunk of money we have to put out to be able to use the new system.
Yeah, very important for communication, though, isn't it?
It is very important, and right now it's iffy. There's spots in the counties that you can't talk to anybody. You end up getting on a cell phone if you can get out on your cell phone.
How many members are in your department?
We've got 38 right now. We're pretty much stay right about that 38 members.
That's a good number.
It is a very good number, and makes, fill all the trucks up, and there's a few people that have to drive their own vehicles because they can't get into a truck, but they get there, and everything seems to work fairly well.
How wide is your area that you serve?
So we serve 75 square miles, the entirety of Richwood Township, parts of Eagle Township, the village of Blue River, parts of Waterstown Township, and parts of Muscadet Township.
And you do mutual aid, obviously, for other places, too.
Correct. Over half our calls are probably mutual aid calls.
And also, over the course of this year, the hot topic was the Blue River Bridge. It sounds like that's going to stay safe for you. You're not going to have the chance to have that shut down and figure out what you're going to do then.
It is, and that was a really big thing. Shutting that bridge down adds 18 minutes to every one of our call times. Well, 18 minutes on a heart attack call or a structure fire, that's a lot.
So that's not going to change. They're going to build it
side by side. They said they're going to build them offline, so they'll be right next to one another.
Oh, that's awesome. That's down the line. As far as Blue River Autumn Fest next weekend, a lot of things, you can still enter. A lot of things you can probably just enter the day of, can't you?
Yeah. Everything other than the fast pitch tournament is you show up and enter right that day. You don't have to pre-register for anything. It's just other than the fast pitch, they want to know that one ahead of time so they get their schedule all made. But other than that, everything else is sign up that day, and it's all in the park. It's open to the public. come in. There's no charge to get into the event at all. The only thing you have to pay for is if you want to buy something at the Maker's Market or a food or beverage from the fire department. That's it.
Lots of good food there all weekend.
There is a lot of good food.
And the parade, you don't necessarily have to pre-register for that either, do you?
Nope, you can show up that day. If anybody knows where the old school is at in town, that's kind of where they set up and coordinate everybody from there. They'll have the numbers painted out on the street. They just give you the number, you drive over there. And so if you want to show up the day of, perfect.
That'd be the more the merrier,
yep,
right?
Yep, more the merrier.
All right, anything else that you would like to add, Justin? In terms of the weekend or the department or anything?
Well, it's like I say, it's our biggest fundraiser. So, mm-hmm. You know, the more help we can get out of this, the better we are in the long run. Keeping money in the township's pockets, more, you know, we don't have to raise our taxes, raise the taxes to be able to fund the stuff that we have to have. And then that's the reason we're doing this event.
Mm-hmm. Other than the new radios, is there something project ahead that you'd still like to, you know, maybe some snap your fingers if you could magically make something appear, some other equipment you could use or need?
Well, then our biggest thing right now, when we bought our new truck, it had to stay under 10 feet. Our building's short.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We have to basically have the truck specialty made because it's keeping in the 10-foot doorway. I mean, that's the only big thing down the road is an addition onto the station or a new station at some point in time, just because we're kind of stuck where we're at. We can't get any bigger trucks. They've all got to stay there. If you keep them shorter, it makes them longer. So That'd be the next big project, but that's years down the road.
Down the road. Well, let us know. We can publicize that too. Thank you a lot for coming in here today.
Thank you very much, Phil.
You bet. Fire Chief Justin Degenhart from the Blue River Fire Department. Autumn Fest again is next weekend. Mark that on your calendar. All kinds of great music and food all weekend long.
Our southern border is in chaos, with drugs and criminals flowing into our country. But sanctuary cities protect illegal immigrants who commit crimes from being deported. Like an illegal immigrant arrested for battery in Madison. He should have been deported. Instead, he was released back into the community and went on to assault several more women, including a 13-year-old girl. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted 9 times to support federal funding for sanctuary cities that refuse to cooperate with immigration officials and release these dangerous criminals back onto our streets. And Senator Baldwin voted for amnesty for 11 million illegals, including convicted criminals. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-1068, the Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act. Stop protecting illegal immigrants and start protecting Wisconsin. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Hillsboro Equipment sells outdoor power equipment, services outdoor power equipment, and takes care of the people who depend on their outdoor power equipment. With an 11,000 square foot shop, over $1 million in parts, and multiple trained technicians, Hillsboro Equipment will get you tuned up and ready to go. From the combines in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard, they service it all, any make, any model. See the service experts at Hillsboro Equipment or call 489-2275.
Open season hunting out with LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open season hunting outlet open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. Competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs. Stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit openseasonoutlet.com.
Hi, this is Bev from Cobison Buses. Being a bus driver and providing safe transportation for our students to and from school is a very rewarding job. I have a great group of drivers and you can be part of our team. We are currently hiring for part-time trip drivers here in Richland Center, and we also have an option for drivers to travel to our DeForest terminal daily. This can be a 40-hour per week job or part-time. A travel vehicle will be provided and you get paid from the time you leave the Richland Center terminal. Starting pay in September is $21 per hour with a sign-on bonus of up to $2,400. For questions, call me at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobison Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use Switch Assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.